Baker later hotly denied that he had stolen O'Byrne's lead. He claimed that an old black man had told him on April 24th that he saw two men who looked like Booth and Harold crossing the Potomac into Virginia the night of April 22nd. Senior Army officers found that story suspect. Baker never revealed who this black man was, and no African American ever came forward to claim a share of the large reward, which surely would have happened if this informant were real. Most likely O'Byrne's telegraph, as flawed as it was, sparked a hunch on Baker's part that Booth and Harold were now in Virginia. From his previous investigations, Baker knew enough about the underground routes Confederate spies and couriers used in Virginia's northern neck to make an educated guess that these two fugitives might be somewhere between the Potomac and the Rappahannock. Back at his headquarters by noon on April 24th, Baker quickly summoned his cousin Luther Byron Baker and Everton G. Conger. A hard-bitten, pipe-puffing lieutenant colonel, Conger had been shot through the hip fighting with Baker's Rangers and still limped when he walked. Baker spread out a map on a small table before his two assistants. "I have information that Booth crossed the river here," he said, pointing to Matthias Point on the Virginia side with his pencil. "He is right in there," Baker said, drawing a circle around the Rappahannock at Port Conway on the north bank and Port Royal on the south bank. "I want you to go to this place, search the country thoroughly, and get Booth." Baker told Conger and his cousin he would provide them cavalry for the mission. "Don't come back without Booth and Harold," he ordered the two men, "for they are certainly in that vicinity." With an eye toward capturing the reward money, Baker had a photographer come in and take a publicity shot of him pointing on the map with his pencil and Luther and Conger standing over him. With Stanton's approval, Baker delivered an order to the division commander at Winchester to send him 25 cavalrymen for the mission. 2 hours later, Lieutenant Edward Doherty, a 25-year-old Canadian who had worked in a Boston dry goods store before the war and had seen his share of intense combat since, arrived with 26 horsemen from the 16th New York Cavalry Regiment. Baker showed Doherty the circles on the map where he believed the fugitives were, handed him photos of Booth, and introduced him to Luther Baker and Conger, who would join him on the expedition. The lieutenant was immediately suspicious of Lafayette Baker's cousin being assigned to this mission. It smelled to the cavalryman of rank nepotism, a way for the Baker family to garner most of the reward money. It was also curious that Lafayette Baker did not lead the manhunt himself, considering that he often hopped on his horse to chase suspects in far more trivial cases. Perhaps he was not so sure about Booth's whereabouts as he made himself out to be before his cousin and Conger, and he didn't want to waste his time on what might be a wild goose chase.